welcome to the next episode of Musical H, the podcast. Today, I will be interviewing my brother, Thomas. He plays clarinet. This will be another instrument episode. And next episode, I will be interviewing my dad, hopefully pretty soon. And next episode will be guitar. So let's get right into it. Hello and welcome to the next part of my podcast. At this part, we will be interviewing my brother Thomas and the clarinet. So, Thomas, how long have you been doing the clarinet?
Now that I think about it, I think it has been 4 years. I started in sixth grade, believe it or not, and now I'm in ninth grade. So if you do the math, this is my fourth year since I did my entire sixth grade. So that I have an extra, that's about 4 years. I'm going to be doing it for another 3 years, probably. I haven't completely worked it out, but probably.
Yeah, so at the end of the year at my school, I will be trying out an instrument. And I don't know which one I'm going to pick, just like he did. But yeah, so how does the clarinet work?
I don't know the full science, but I did a tiny bit of research on it when I was curious. So, you can't see it, but I'm just holding it up for Henry to see. Essentially, what happens is when you cover each of these individual holes, basically the higher the hole, the lower the holes are, the more, so basically the sound waves, they bounce back and forth, but as they go further down, they get longer and longer. When you open a hole, some of them escape. When you close it, they bounce off, and the air pressure compresses. I don't know the full science of it, but that's at least what I've heard. Yeah, I might be wrong.
Yeah, like when you let it go, it does less sound. Does it, like, get more louder or, like, deeper?
There's some funky notes. Some of them are really, really weird, like B-flat. It makes a weird airy sound like this. You hear that air? You hear that little flow of air? I don't know if they could hear it on there, but it sounds like I'm breathing a little bit. But then if you have a deep note, probably one of the deepest ones is, well, one of the most solid notes is this. You see how that has, like, actual richness to it? It, like, there's some notes like that. It's weird.
Yeah. All right, so what types of band are there?
Well, it can obviously vary depending on, like, what area you're in. Some areas only have certain types of bands, but the bands I'm aware of that we have here in Marysville, obviously there's stuff like symphony and stuff like that, where you have, like, strings, but we don't do strings here in Marysville. That's, like, private school stuff, but we won't talk about that. Basically, the types of band, we have jazz instruments. Well, I won't talk about, like, types of band. I'll talk about, like, what kinds of instruments we have in our band, because we really only have, like, band. So we have many winds instruments, such as the piccolo, the flute, and the clarinet, and also, I kind of like calling the saxophone, even though it's technically a winds instrument, I also like calling it a brass instrument, because the creator actually intended it to be a mix of both. But they just call it winds because it uses a reed. So it's supposed to be the power of brass instruments and the grace of a winds instrument. And they did a good job, not gonna lie. But I still like the clarinet better than saxophone, obviously. That opinion might be a little bit influenced or biased. But getting past that, we also have many brass instruments such as tuba, a sousaphone, which is basically a tuba but wound around somebody, you know, like VeggieTales thing that Larry plays in the intro. That is a sousaphone right there. And we got trombones, we got trumpets of all kinds. We got some extras like French horn, and we also have tenor saxophones, which are technically saxophones, but we put them in the low brass section. So there's brass and then there's low brass. The regular brass includes like trumpets and stuff. And low brass is like sousaphones, trombones, and so forth. So yeah, and also there's with band this spring, it's not marching band, it's like musical band. Like we call it we call it concert band. There's basically all kinds of different bands you can join. There's pep band, where you play at basketball games, since we hold basketball games here in Marysville. And you have jazz band, which only certain instruments can join. It's kind of an exclusive club. Sadly, clarinets cannot join, so I am unable to join it. I'm very sad. And then you've just got the regular three ranks concert band. Yeah, what's next?
So what is it like to be in, like, on the field in football games and marching band?
Well, of course, it's really intimidating at the beginning, like, with, like, anything you do. It's kind of weird and funky, especially when you... I'm not to brag about myself. I mean, I kind of am. I got to play in the Shoe, you know, the Ohio State stadium. The big...
yeah.
The big concrete Shoe.
We saw him. I saw the other performances, and all of them were amazing. They do really good, but then when you look at the Ohio State band, they're insane. They're so good. You look at their, like, formations and stuff, it's amazing.
It's kind of funny how the Ohio State band comes in after it all and then just kind of squishes out everything else.
Yeah, they kind of look, they kind of just block out, like, they're like, oh, we're the best. Like, they just come in all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's kind of unfair, though, because they're college-level skill, so they've been doing it a lot longer than us. But, yeah, basically, when you get out on the field, before you get in the field, it's probably the most nerve-wracking part, because what we do, you might have seen it, Henry, but what we do is, right before our performance, we basically wait an entire, another person's performance, like, waiting, just standing still, with our backs away from everyone else. So you can see the light and hear the cheering behind you of a massive area. You can hear the reverberation, the air and stuff. It's a weird experience because you're waiting there and you're just, it's, there's so much pressure. It's crazy. That's probably the scariest part.
Because if you mess up, one person messes up, it kind of messes up the whole thing. Like, it's like a link in the chain.
Yeah, and even crazier, there's a bunch of judges looking at, staring at our every move that have been doing it for many years, so that adds more pressure, because you don't want to be the one kid that screws everything up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be that one kid.
Yeah, so that's kind of all the questions I have for you. I think it would be very nerve-wracking, because I am in a musical, too, and it is very intimidating. I think it's going to be hard to speak in front of the crowd like that, because there's going to be hundreds of people in the auditorium, and it'll be crazy, just like Thomas's experience with marching band. So yeah, that's kind of the basics for clarinet, and I'll see you at the... Alright, so I am back here with my brother Thomas, and he's got a little song or two for to do for you guys. So, what is this song called?
This song is called Gallant Marines. It's my favorite song of the three that we're doing right now. The other ones are kind of lame, not gonna lie, and one of them's kind of hard, but I don't really know much about it, except it sounds kind of like it came from a circus, some parts of it. But I got the music pulled up on my iPad. I scanned it when I was at school, so I would have a digital copy with me always, which is a smart thing to do when we're in coronavirus. It's still not over, and we might go to virtual at some point. So
and it any second it could happen, and also I don't think COVID's gonna ever stop until everyone cooperates. So let's keep our hopes up, but here's the song.
Henry, how much time do we already have in this episode? I think it's like
it's not that.
It's not that long. So you want me to play the entire thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I might have to do
a little warm-up. Close the door.
Excuse to anyone on this, I'm going to do a little warm-up here. We can't pause the recording, so maybe skip ahead 15 minutes until you hear a full song, I guess.
15?
No, I meant 15 seconds, because on Spotify, you can skip ahead 15 seconds, so, like, try that. Okay, I'm ready to get started. For any of you that have hopped forward, I guess this is it. So, get started.
Also very loud, so if don't you think I was really loud, just turn down the volume.
Yeah. I really hope it didn't max out. I was trying to scoot away a little bit. They're on the louder parts, but if you don't know, maxing out, it's like a audio term where it like fizzles out.
Yeah, that thing happened to it. One of the YouTube videos that my brother Thomas made.
It sounds so terrible.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the song. And that's the end of my episode for reviewing My Brother Thomas and Clarinet. MH out.